talking about bears with Build-A-Bear Workshop, and we have the general manager here, Paul Marks, with my co-host Richard Manson, who joins me every Monday. We've been talking today about companies based here in the UAE that perhaps have a more philanthropic approach to their working practices. Ethical businesses is what we're really exploring, and having a lot of fun along the way as we perhaps get a little nostalgic about our teddy bears growing up. And we're asking you to share your story. Yes, the teddy bear that you remember from your childhood, or maybe you still have them today. What was their name? What kind of bear were they? And we have a text message here saying, my teddy bear was a little white fluffy bear called Sarah. How sweet. And you remember, she says, I'm 38 and I still remember little fluffy bear Sarah. Now, talking of fluffy, someone here has texted in saying, my bear's called Fluffy, given to me by my husband Paul.
Sarah, is it?
It's also called Sarah.
Yes,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Excellent. And who else have we got with their bears, Richard?
Who else have we got with my bears? I have nobody in front of me at the
moment. Okay,
sorry,
then.
My system is jammed.
I have here, we've also got Nugget is another bear. He was a golden bear. He was a big honey bear. I remember the honey bears, actually. Yeah, so Nugget. We also have here, this is Yogi. Well, we're going to have a Yogi, really.
Yogi Bear.
And also from, I think, another one of your friends, actually, Paul, saying, my daughter has a Teddy Marks. As Mr. Paul Marks gave it to her, we name them after people who give them. So be careful what you give.
That's nice. That sounds like Jane from Mr. Ben's, is it?
The costumers,
yeah.
Yes. The fancy dress people.
We were saying in the break, weren't we? They're very much like us. You know, you can't go into these type of shops without smiling. And, you know, on a serious note, we ourselves as a management team ran one of our stores the other day and gave our stores, our team a break. And when we connected with the children, you genuinely see them light up and smile.
So run that by me again then. So the management team were on the shop floor running the shop.
Well, we're a small company at the moment. We didn't have a lot of money for bonuses. So we sent our team on a surprise. Our Dubai Marina Mile team did a great job this year. And we sent them out into the desert. They thought they were going to do an inventory. And we sent them out. We said, you've got to wear a coat because it's cold in the warehouse. And we sent them out into the desert just to have some fun. You know, it's amazing how many of our young employees have never been out on the desert. So they did the desert safari and the dancing and all that sort of thing. And the management team then took over the store, all of us. So we put on our uniforms. And we ran the store from 4 until 10, and it was fantastic. I had a Finnish couple, and the dad loved it so much. He was like, no, I haven't translated yet. thoroughly enjoying it.
Interesting there as well, culturally, isn't it? If you know, different nationalities and the association with the bear. But not only that, I know when I was talking to you before, when you look at the Arabic culture and the family values, and it brings it back round to sort of the essence, really, of Build-A-Bear Workshop with the bear. You know, giving, caring, and being family. When you look at the sort of product from America, where it was born, and then it's now, you know, gone round the world, does it change at all here? It must do in the UAE. How? I mean, you've been working in this region, Paul, for many years, in marketing as general manager. You know, you've really been here. How many years? Must be nearly 20 years.
Yeah, almost 18, I think.
Yeah. So you would have seen that growth here in the UAE. So how do you apply this, and how do you approach the marketing specific to this region compared to other markets?
I think that's a very, very good question. And I only took over the company as GM 7 months ago, and everybody said to me, oh, we're worried about this and we're worried about that. You know, the heart ceremony has to be dealt with cultural sensitivity. And even our owners in Qatar are a super bunch of people with, you know, does it work? Well, last year we opened Kuwait store. And Kuwait store is predominantly the local community. And we're astonished. Last week was the number two store in international.
Oh, wow.
Over January, it was the number one. And we've got 75. And we're including, by the way, you know, the UK and Germany and Denmark and Australia. And what it did is it really did help us understand that, I think some of the things you touched on, it resonates well with Arabic families. And why? They have strong family values. They have a great sense of unity. The whole issue of Islam and so on, I think, has had you know, mixed press around the world. And here we are proving that the Arabic culture embraces the sharing and caring in the community, and never much so than during Ramadan and Eid.
Mm.
And, you know, I was aware of that. Some of my team hadn't spent so long in the region. And we haven't overtly marketed to that, to the nationality, although I think we need to do more. Kuwait has shown us that it fits very well culturally and around the world. And this is something that Maxime is very aware of, and why, as we open stores sort of 5 and 6 this year, I think we've reached a sort of scale where we can now start to give back to the community, which is an important part of what we do.
And it is, isn't it? I mean, this is runs right through the veins of the company, right from its inception, is that, and what Maxine's vision was that she wanted to create something that was a true product that people would enjoy, obviously had a great business model, but along the way was giving back. And you've got the Bear Hugs Foundation and various different initiatives. So talk us through some of those philanthropic initiatives.
Oh, you're getting the word out easily now. Richard and I still don't say it. I think you're right. I mean, we have two important sort of business taglines. One of them is "Where best friends are made," which is basically what we do. And the other, which you'll see on most of our signatures, on our email signatures, says "Share a smile." And there is a direct internet link to what's called lovehugsandsmiles.com that appears at the foot of it. And it's a special part of our website. I mean, if you think about the product we sell, first of all, it's children and it's animals and it's loving and it's giving. So, you know, a perfect vehicle for giving back. And, you know, Maxime says we live by a Teddy philosophy, which is about being good people. And having good hearts. And, you know, from 14 years, we've probably given about $25 million, which doesn't sound a lot. I mean, there are some wonderful companies, you know, the McDonald's of the world, 300 million companies, you know, around the world do a great job.
But they've got huge profits, Paul.
Yes, yeah. And you know,
and $25 million sounds a good lot to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because we don't. Yeah, you're right. It does seem like a lot, but isn't it all relative?
And if we're looking, it's not about numbers either.
Isn't it?
To be honest, it's not about numbers. You know, the numbers sort of are just really, I suppose, a component of what we do. But you mentioned.
Well, you're saying that in a kind. I don't know. I'm interrupting you, but and you can tell me. You know, explain more. But I just want to come back on that point that surely, and is this right, should a company be duty bound to give back to society based on the fact that they are doing very well or not? Mm-hmm. You know, why should they? Or is it in certain parts of the world to do with tax and you know really, I'm just trying to get to the nuts and bolts
I think you're absolutely right, because there's no doubt that, you know, if you put on your devil's advocate hat and your cynic's hat, you say, oh, why, you know, in the US and Europe you get great tax write-off. One of the things I'm looking forward about doing that here with ourselves is we don't. So you know, everything we do will go. And yes, there is an element of that, but I think there are many companies that really genuinely embrace it. If you look at companies like Timberland, for example, you know, people forget that 15, 20 years ago, they were the first people that started to alert us to the environment.
Yeah,
and, you know, they were teased as tree huggers, but they still do predominantly with recycling and reusability. We had The Body Shop early on in its career, long, long time ago, when Anita Roddick was running the company,
totally.
Where we said, what do you mean you take our bottles back and fill them again?
Yeah.
And then we had no testing on animals, something you alluded to earlier with your previous guests. And also the sort of beginning of the fair trade.
But would you ever get a customer coming in to purchase, make one of the bears, who are really there purely because they know they're making a charitable donation and the bear is incidental?
Not deliberately, but we do encourage it. And I think, you know, earlier on you alluded to stuff with hugs and you know, some of the things we do. We have a bear who we're going to launch or relaunch again, called Champ Bear. And Champ Bear will retail here around about 60 dirhams, and we'll give 10 dirhams to a nominated charity. We're very, very close to signing up a charity, by the way, because it's complex here.
It is,
And it is a children's related charity. But Champ Bear will launch when we open our Dubai Mall store in June. And he will be signed, "I Give Back." So for every time you buy Champ, and he's the one sat here, who I'll leave with you as a friend for Huggy. He's a lovely, fluffy, golden bear with a heart on the outside.
Yeah.
And
he wears his
heart on his tummy, yes. Yeah, and he's very cute. And Champ Bear, every one we sell, 10 dirhams right throughout the year will go to our nominated charity. So the customer can actually elect to do that. And again, Richard, I think the parent can guide the child to that. We're also going to introduce, remember the red satin heart, we're going to have a checkered heart, which we're going to allow the customer to buy probably for 3 dirhams, and all of that will go to charity. So there's a link there. And with Dubai Mall, we want to take a slightly, we talked earlier, didn't we, during one of the breaks, about, you know, how do you link marketing to it? How do you stop it being cynical?
Mm. And we'd hold that thought.
Sure.